The spring fishing forecast for Southeast Wyoming. Coming up next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. With high alpine lakes, warm water reservoirs, and over a dozen red or blue ribbon classified streams, Southeast Wyoming draws local anglers and tourists alike. Here's the spring fishing forecast. Saratoga Lake has recovered nicely after the Rotenone project in 2022 to remove illegally introduced yellow perch. Bobby Compton, Game and Fish Fisheries Supervisor in the Laramie region, says catch rates for rainbow trout are high, and these fish are averaging between 14 and 22 inches. He says fish this lake in late spring and early summer before water temperatures warm up. Fishing for rainbow trout at Twin Buttes Reservoir has been hot the last few springs, especially in the shallow portions. Anglers there can also help with research Game and Fish is conducting to evaluate Eagle Lake and fall rainbow trout strains. The 1 to 2 weeks following spring runoff can be the best river fishing of the year in Southeast Wyoming. As water clears and begins to drop between June 15th and 30th, trout feed heavily on the abundant aquatic insect hatches in nearly every river in the region. Spring is an excellent time to target walleye, crappie, and smallmouth bass at Gray Rocks, Hawk Springs, and Wheatland No. 1 reservoirs as these fish move into shallow water to spawn and feed. Anglers hoping to fish Mibor Lake should know that low dissolved oxygen levels over the winter resulted in a partial die-off there. There are still some mid-sized trout to be caught, although at lower numbers than the other Plains lakes. Game and Fish has made several improvements to angler access across Southeast Wyoming heading into this fishing season. New comfort stations were added at Lake Hattie and the Springer Check Station, providing cleaner and more accessible restroom facilities. Game and Fish statewide habitat and access crews installed a new concrete box culvert on County Road 41, which accesses Mibor Lake, in partnership with Albany County Road and Bridge. That culvert will improve irrigation crossings and long-term road stability for better year-round access for anglers. Boat docks have been installed for the season at Diamond Lake, Gillette Lake, Gray Rocks Reservoir, Mibor Lake, and Wheatland Reservoir 1. Water levels at Lake Hattie are still low, and the dock is positioned as far as the cable system allows to maximize usability. If you plan to use any watercraft, review state regulations for registration, safety, and preventing aquatic invasive species. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman.